This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Wednesday. Survivor's on tonight. Woo-hoo! Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Good news. You know how we ended up talking about someone in the building, and then you went too far, and we were like, oh, God, he's in New York. We're good.
Oh, great.
He posted a picture of snow. And we're like, fantastic. Oh, God.
Why would you even?
I'm just letting her know we're good.
I wasn't,
You weren't worried.
What's he going to do?
I don't know.
You know, be like, oh, you're mean. You say, why would you bring it back up? By the way, the bad news that Hooman was yelling about earlier, I couldn't resist. I went and found out what it was.
What is it?
It's that Ready Player One only has a 75% on Rotten
Tomatoes. Oh,
but
it just went up. We were just going over it.
It's up to 79 now.
All right.
Do you believe in that?
For the most part, I think it's accurate.
Rotten Tomatoes, you like go, like when you do your reviews, you fall in line with what they say?
Sometimes. They have a really strong percentage for Isle of Dogs, which I agree with. It's at 97%.
Oh.
So, yeah. But, you know, only 46 critics have reviewed it. When all is said and done next week, there'll be 150 critics reviewing it. We'll see what it's at next week.
Yeah.
These are just the early folks.
Well, the thing I read this morning about Steven Spielberg was that, you know, as people were at this screening and they were gushing about Ready Player One, saying the dude is back. Like it's, you know,
that's
it's
huge.
Back to the glory days, the ETs, etc.
Okay, so let's, speaking of fun, let's have some
dating. Oh, no, we're not going to play a game or anything. I mean, unless you really want to.
What about dating? Yeah. What do you want to know?
Dating. Oh, really? You're going to tell me?
Well, I don't know.
Tell me all about it, Vinny.
I've done some dating.
Yeah. Well.
I liked it.
You and I both missed out on the dating app.
Well, I actually met quite a few people off Facebook.
Yeah. These are the apps this is a new app, and it's specifically for people who are Kanye West fans.
Mm. Oh, wait. He's going to do an app.
No, someone's doing it. Because they're
but
a Kanye West fan, I guess
that
so.
They feel like if you like Kanye, like it's I called, like Kanye, yep. We'll get along great.
They match you up according to what your favorite Kanye West song is. That's one of the parameters. It's called Yeezy Dating. It's easy. It's Yeezy.
Mine is All the Lights.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one. I don't know all his
this
songs.
This should be the song for the NFL, but they don't like Kanye.
That's Riri.
I was going to say, I don't hear him.
You'll hear him in a sec.
I'll jump ahead. A little more.
Still sounds like her. Oh. This is your favorite?
I think so, yeah.
Well, listen, maybe you should get signed up for this. It's not active yet, but the guy's taking like pre-orders or something, I guess. You know, you can get all signed up so that when it goes live.
What's it called?
Yeezy Dating.
Yeezy Dating.
They say Kanye West has a very cult following, and the people who are into him are really into him. His biggest fans go all out when it's time to support him. Concert sneakers, clothing, I mean, leather jogging pants, all of it. So there's a Yeezy dating site. It's being launched to allow fans to find love rooted in their mutual love for Kanye. It's all coming right out. It is supposed to come out this month, and they're calling it a dating site for fans of the genius Mr. Kanye West.
Well, how do you like your Yeezys? You've got a pair of shoes, right?
Of Yeezys?
Yeah.
I love them, Vinny.
You love them?
They're great. I overpaid, I feel, but, you know, it was totally worth it. Well. This got its beginning on a crowdfunding website started by a 21-year-old Yee fan. Or Ye fan? Is that what you call it? A Ye fan? Kanye? The guy's name is Harry Dry. He says, I've been building a platform dating site for Kanye West fans for the last month or so. I'm really close to finishing it. I just need a little final help with the final development marketing.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I'm doing it. The dating app will also keep the feud between Taylor Swift and Kanye West alive. You have to say you're not a Taylor Swift fan.
I hate that lady.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta say
yeah,
I hate
you have
that
to
lady.
Say I hate her.
Yeah.
It actually says fans of Taylor Swift are banned from using the site. So you have to.
That is terrible.
You have to. Well, maybe she'll have her own. Well,
I'm a huge Taylor fan.
They go back and forth, though. I mean,
she's
not exactly an up and comer. She's about the biggest female artist of all time.
It's just a hateful thing to put out.
Yeah,
the universe.
I agree.
Well, the two of them, though, you hear the stuff she says and you're like, geez, she's fixated on this stuff.
Yeah, it's selling her records,
well,
I guess.
Sure. I mean, I guess that's. She's had success with that in the past. Whatever's happening in her
life,
she writes.
I don't trust nobody and nobody. I mean, that's in her songs.
Mm. You should play This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. That's the song about him off of her new album. Yeah.
Well, there
it's
it
just
is.
Wrong.
Is it?
So it is still under development. But Yeezy Dating is, you can sign up for this now, and then you'll get early access, I guess, you know, when they, what do they call it, beta testing?
Mm. Yeah.
So when he starts testing it out. So Yeezy Dating is supposedly coming this month. There's only a few days left in this month, but we'll see how he does. I'm really excited about it, you guys. Mm-hmm. I worked really hard on it, and I'm a big fan. I hate Taylor Swift, so I want only girls that like Yeezy only.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah. This is super funny. We used to hear from this chick all the time. She used to constantly be in the news. And now we only hear, I don't know, every 3 to 6 months.
Lohan.
It is Lindsay Lohan. She has just become a spokesperson for lawyer.com. Which is great. Uzi actually points out, look, it's great. She's got a gig. This is wonderful news for Lindsay.
Yep. Got a job for the moment.
She does. Here is the ad. Show Vinny. And then she winks and they put the little ding noise in there.
Shirt buttoned up to the neck.
Yeah. Mm.
Like they are
and a very demure
to...
shirt. Yeah, like she's got her hair is just long and red, like you remember. She's like, she looks about 50.
She has to pull off the cigarettes. She's got to.
Right.
The voice is just... thrashed.
The whole thing, like, pull off all the stuff.
Oh, I don't know that she's... Does she look...
She looks... She's 31 years old. The woman just looks beat. She looks beat.
We don't know. She might have cleaned up.
Well, maybe this is an improvement over 2 months ago. You're right, Vinny. I don't know that. But damn, Lindsay. Anyway, she is now the new spokesperson for lawyer.com. And I love when celebrities are like, call us anytime. We got you. I'm like, but are you?
I know.
I'm surprised, though, that the way she, you know, sort of one or two or three.
Yeah. Hilarious. Oh, my God. Your checkered past is so funny.
I'm sure. Is Mad still around? I'm sure they're going to get a real kick out of that.
Yeah, oh my God, it's hilarious.
Mothers Against Drunk Drivers are going to love that one.
2 years ago, she got off probation for the first time in 8 years. And now she's the spokesperson for lawyer.com.
All right.
Poking fun at her own past troubles.
Would like to see her come back. That'd be great.
Since 07, she's been arrested for reckless driving, driving under the influence, shoplifting. Has been convicted in 3 cases, been sent to rehab numerous times for skipping counseling sessions or failing to perform court-ordered community service. She was most recently in the news in October defending Harvey Weinstein. And now she's a spokesperson for lawyer.com. The end. Black Panther.
Mm.
Oh, actually, Chadwick Boseman. Let's see if I can find the story.
What is that?
Do you have some thoughts?
It's excitement for what you're about to say.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay.
He is going to be Chadwick, who plays the Black Panther. He is going to be hosting SNL. This will be his first time doing it. And he's doing it April 7th.
What are your expectations of him?
High.
Oh, there. Okay.
Yeah, I hope it'll be good.
He's a great actor, but.
Cardi B is the musical guest that night. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. He'll do well on it. So Black Panther just broke another record. This one is not a box office one. It just passed Star Wars: The Force Awakens to become the most tweeted movie ever. Mm. Black Panther's inspired 35 million tweets. The top hashtag is hashtag Black Panther, followed by hashtag Wakanda Forever. The most retweeted Black Panther tweet isn't even about the movie. It's Kendrick Lamar announcing a release date for the soundtrack, but it was hashtag Black Panther. And the second most tweeted is a video, which I have not seen this yet. It's a video of two kids trying to sneak into a premiere under one big coat. Like, you remember when there would be like one kid on top of another kid? I didn't see that video.
Oh, so funny.
I guess that one's been retweeted a gajillion times.
Okay.
One under some huge coat. Yeah, that doesn't look suspicious at all. Do you have it? Let me have a look at that.
Oh, this is funny.
Oh, they are one on top of the other.
Oh, that's how you got to do that, right?
Oh, that's so funny.
That looks a little suspicious.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's head's a little small for that long, lean body.
Silly, though.
It's adorable.
It's like look, cartoon.
His feet are sticking out.
Oh, they are?
At the
the trench coat, the back.
Oh, I hope they let him in.
No, they didn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, they didn't? Oh,
let the kids in. Pay for effort.
They need movie pass.
Deadpool 2 is looking really good. It just outscored the original in test screenings, which is saying something, because that was a great movie. Like, so tongue-in-cheek and just so funny and so different from anything we'd seen before. Just even the opening sequence. It's just with the magazine, with the, you know, People's Sexiest Man Alive, Ryan Reynolds on the front, this douchebag starring is so funny. So the Deadpool 2, I guess they've gone back and did 6 days of reshoots last month. It's opening May 18th, and it's scoring really high marks. It got 98% in a recent test screening.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Josh Brolin is going to be in it as Cable, and he's also the bad guy in the new Avengers movie. I don't like it when the same actor plays two different comic book heroes. I just want to throw that out there. It's my own personal
villains,
thing.
You mean?
Well, Cable's not a bad guy. Cable's actually a good guy.
Oh.
He's the son of Cyclops, Scott,
that's who Scott was all these
Scott's
years?
Scott's the dad, yeah.
Scott?
I think he's the son of. Let me double check.
Well, anyway, I don't know. One time I saw, like, what was it, the Avengers? I don't know what it was.
No, it was X-Men.
The X-Men. And I'm watching the movie and I'm trying to follow it. And all of a sudden, this girl's like walking through this room. She goes, Scott? I'm like, I don't even know who Scott is. Like, I have to leave. I have no idea what's happening.
Well, that's where I feel right now. As you mentioned Scott, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You're in my boat. Okay. Hello. Grab a paddle. Oh. Well, anyway, it looks like Deadpool 2 is testing really well. And they've tested it, so they've done a bunch of reshoots. The first time they tested it, a few months ago, they got a 91%. Then they went and retooled it, and they got like a 97%. And now, with these 6 days of reshoots, they're up to a 98%. So they think they have this thing dialed.
So needed more blood.
Apparently. Needed more something.
Right.
You know who's going to be in it? Morena.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Macarena.
That's his wife, right?
She's or, so hot.
From Ooh. Homeland.
The wife from Homeland.
Oh, that. What's her name?
Morena
Bacalaca.
Bacalaca.
She's fine.
Yes, but that name is not easy to remember.
B-A-C-C-A-R-I-N.
For someone that... She was hot when she was starring... Bacalaca. Didn't she star in V?
Did she?
I don't know. I think she was in Firefly, wasn't she?
We all know hooker? Her.
But we all know her from Homeland.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we all know her from Deadpool.
Right, oh yeah, and from Deadpool when they did 12 months of banging. That was a funny scene.
She's in some TV show called Gotham. Anyone watch that?
No,
I've seen that.
It.
What do you mean some TV show? Don't you watch it?
I don't have a TV. Oh. How is it?
I think Jada Pinkett Smith is in that. Didn't we start watching that? Hooman?
People say it's great.
I don't know. I don't see Jada Pinkett Smith. I see a bunch of names I don't recognize.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a different show.
All right.
Ed Sheeran wants to build a private chapel on his estate in Britain so he can marry his fiancée, Cherry Seaborn, there.
Oh.
So he's got quite an
expensive
pad. Well,
there's a move, Bryn.
Pad. Yeah, you just build your own chapel.
Yeah. Sounds affordable.
Yeah, a Gucci chapel probably isn't cheap, is it?
She's going to want to design her chapel for sure. Yeah.
You bet.
So there's a problem with this. Ed's property apparently has a pond on it. And in that pond, there is a large population of great crested newts.
Newts.
And those, is that ducks? What is that?
No, they're like salamanders, aren't they? Aren't they
I
little
have no
lizards?
Idea.
Yeah, little lizards.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So those particular newts are a protected species in the UK. Ed has asked the local county for permission to build this chapel, and they're going to vote on it next month, but the neighbors are all sounding off. One says, any damage to such habitats or the killing of such protected creatures can also lead to criminal or civil prosecutions. And another calls it a total disregard to the local ecology. Another one says, it appears that Ed, in his desire to satisfy the needs of the spiritual world, continues to overlook his obligations to the living world, particularly that protected species.
They're going to outlast you, buddy. Get ready.
I know.
There are people who
find
will
another
be
chapel.
Happy to get to every meeting and make sure you never happen. You got a life. You're going to be all, I got to go where?
Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, man.
Don't I have a person I can send to this? Ed has not yet commented on this. The chapel would be big. It has a 48-foot tower. So I assume, and I have to think that the thing's going to be big enough to hold all his friends and family. I mean, mm-hmm. we're talking about a full-size church. Is a chapel a small church? So a large chapel, small
yeah.
church, I guess. I don't know. and it's about 600. The site he wants to build it on is about 600 feet from this pond that where these newts.
Well, he can forget that.
I know.
That's never getting through.
It does seem like, you know, there's plenty of chapels around. I guess he just wants it to be private for them to all spill out of the church.
Well, that'd be fun, right?
Have a picnic or something. It would be fun. Yeah. It would be. And then if he's super, you know, godly and that now he's got a chapel on
or
his property.
Or you just turn that into something else later.
Nice recording studio.
Right. That's exactly
I'm
what
sure
I was thinking.
I'm sure the acoustics in there would be just amazing.
Do you guys care about the differences between a church and a chapel?
So much.
Oh, my God. Please tell us.
All right, just a few things. First of all, I lost it.
Okay. I just got a text from Paris Bracelet.
Oh, I did too. He must have sent us the same text.
He said that Rudy was great last night.
Rudy's very funny.
Our friend
Rudy.
He said
to me, Rudy was marvelous last night.
Oh.
I wonder if Rudy went home with him.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What do you mean,
oh
no?
Oh, my God.
But we actually got some text, Vinny, from listeners earlier this morning saying they had a really great time at Scott's show
last
night.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, while we're talking about our friend comedians, Eddie Ift is going to be in town next week. And on Tuesday night, he's in Mill Valley at the Throckmorton. They
right.
do a regular Tuesday night comedy thing there.
Oh,
so
they
he's
still
gonna,
do it?
They do. Mark Pitt is not part of it anymore, but they're still, apparently it goes on, some kind of showcase. And then on Wednesday, he is at the Punchline where Scott was last night. He's doing a show at the Punchline. These are midweek shows, so sometimes it's a little harder for them to sell tickets to him, but that's the night to go see comedy. If you're really into comedy,
right?
You know, you don't want to deal with all the Saturday night drunks. Mm-hmm. Check him out next week. So he'll be on the show Wednesday.
Correct.
Very excited to see him. And Adam Ferrara is coming on the show.
I'm waiting for the confirmation, but we're hoping for Friday.
Right. Oh, he is coming on. All right.
We'll see.
He was on your favorite show. Do you remember him?
I loved Rescue Me, and I watched every episode. The show got... honestly, it got ridiculous there for a little while. You know how shows, if they stay around too long, they just get...
run out of stuff.
Off the deal. That's the jump the shark term.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
where it comes from.
Yeah.
He's going to jump a shark.
Right.
What? Fonzie rides him? Okay. Well, they did some weird stuff, but it's an excellent show. Super funny. And
what was his character on it?
I think he played the new chief or something, but he was a fireman.
Oh, okay.
And he's one of the guys. He wasn't there the whole time, though.
Right.
So I actually, it took a second for me to sort of
place
register
him
and go, oh, yeah. But he wasn't one of the...
It wasn't like a main...
There's a core crew of people, and he wasn't one of them.
Okay.
But still, that show had a run.
It did. And just really quickly, I don't know how old Roger Daltrey is now.
70.
At least. I bet he's even older. he just got $1 million to play at some rich dude's 60th birthday party.
Why wouldn't you?
I can't think of one reason.
You like to play, right?
Sure. He went, and it's so funny because it's such a... I mean, it does look like they're doing it at the local dance hall.
Here's my rider. Make sure that's taken care of and make sure the check is kept. The check cashed? Okay.
Oh, this is that. Looks like it's at someone's home in Westlake Village.
Nice.
Dr. Craig Flashner. He owns about 500 nursing homes across the country.
Oh,
that's where
man.
He makes his money from.
That's a lot of money. Roger is 74.
Oh, geez.
What do you mean, oh, geez?
He's getting old.
Well, he was just in town last week and...
did a solo show, right?
People were texting in saying he was fantastic.
Good for him. Well, being on the road, it'll keep you young or kill you, one or the other. The party cost about $1.5 million, and he was $1 million of it. But there he is. Just, it looks like maybe a tent set up in this dude's backyard.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
Good for him,
guy
though.
Paid $1 million
for $1 million?
Yeah. Doesn't say how long he had to play or anything.
You'd do it. Well, what?
Oh, my God. Not a whole lot I wouldn't do for
he's
$1 million.
He's got an incredible music library to choose from.
Absolutely.
They're his songs.
Mm-hmm.
He could do an hour and...
Absolutely. And then get his $1 million check. Be like, can I get, is it all right if I go to the buffet? Smells good. What's coming up in the news, Vin? Oh, Hooman, did you?
Just want to remind everyone, it's National Poetry Day, and we posted a great video of Vaughn DeWizard on the Alice973 Instagram. And for all of you guys running Tough Mudder in Sacramento this weekend, I posted something on my Instagram wishing all of you guys a good luck.
Oh, that's sweet. Follow us on Instagram. All our little handles and everything are at RadioAlice.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by Account Temps, Ready Player One, an amazing book and hopefully an amazing movie. We're going to find out a week from today. We have a private Sarah and Vinny screening that you could be at if you're calling number 9 right now. 800-400-3697, caller 9 wins 2 passes to our exclusive Ready Player One screening in San Francisco, middle of the day next Wednesday. Make sure you can go.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want people who are like, oh, I can't go. Being caller number 9. Stop it.
And you can't transfer your pass.
Well,
you
I
cannot
won.
Transfer your passes.
I'm a winner.
And you do not get another prize.
No.
Can I trade it in?
No.
You can't.
This is
you can't
it, buddy.
Give it to someone else.
The stuff that you come up against at times, you just go.
Well, what about?
Oh, man.
No. The person what? Who is caller 9 must be the person who comes to the screening. It opens in theaters everywhere Thursday, March 29th. Join us, won't you, as we get to see it before everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting. So I assume you're reviewing that next week. Yes, Hooman?
We are. Me and Corey Rosen. He's coming
Corey.
Back. Corey Rosen.
All right. Perfect. I miss Corey. I'm excited to see him.
It's been years.
I know. So Ready Player One, call right now. Call number 9, 800-400-3697. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. The storm window has opened, and
yeah.
It's currently dumping rain all over the Bay Area and will continue through tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's good. We mm-hmm. need it. Apparently Marin's getting hit. 3 inches in Kentfield? It's crazy.
It's great news.
It's sure.
We'll
I
take
guess.
It.
Hopefully the ground holds.
We should have an especially fruitful allergy season as well.
Hurrah.
These late rains are great for that. You're going to love it.
Hey,
this makes the news. You know, anytime we get a story where an animal's hurt or something, I can't bring myself to report him unless there's somehow going to be a greater
ending,
good. Yeah,
right.
I can't deal. That's this reporter's weakness. Whatever. I know you're going to say, what about the humans? They have choices. Animals don't always have options.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is people like to travel with their pets.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard some stories recently about something that went down on a plane. United has announced it's going to shut down its pet transport business until they do a thorough review of their operations. They say last year, Airlines transported pets 506, almost 507,000 pets. That's from the Department of Transportation. 18 of those pets died on United, 6 died on other carriers. Many more were injured because they're in flight.
Yeah. And they're handled by luggage handlers who are just...
Well, I'm sure they try very hard, but it is they're also under the plane or whatever
the deal
may be.
They don't try as hard as you think. John used to load luggage for Delta, and he was amazed by the nonchalance.
Well, that's unfortunate. But they are now making a push and saying, your pets would be happier left at home with a pet sitter or a kennel. The Humane Society has jumped on this, too. They say... Your cats most definitely do not want to travel with you.
No.
Dogs, they'll do anything you ask them to, and that's
But think about your poor dog in a cargo hold.
Right.
It's awful. It's cold. It's noisy. Terrible. It's scary. They're like, where the F am I? And then they wind up in Japan when they were supposed to be going to Kansas with you. Mm-hmm.
They will probably be happier at home than tagging along on your trip. And actually, what's interesting about that sort of side note there about them staying home. My mom ended up with this lady who was watching her dog all the time my mom traveled. And the lady went from having a full-time job and doing that sort of on the side to quitting her job and doing full-time pet care. And then her husband quit his job because they had a racket going.
Yeah.
They were good at it.
Right.
Everyone whose pets came in and out of there, they were all left happy.
Right.
They knew they were well cared for.
And there's a real demand for it.
There was a huge demand for it, so much so
that
they had to hire people. They started a business.
Wow.
Out of nothing. Right. Because there is such a demand for people who travel, and that's the move.
And a lot of people do travel for...
Who's really good.
Yeah. Work, pleasure, whatever
it is. You do stats, Vinny, on how billions of dollars are spent on our pets every year.
We love them so much.
Mm-hmm. So much.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's United has suspended the travel until they've reviewed their entire process for taking pets on flights. But the Humane Society, among others, has jumped in to say they don't want to travel with you. So unless you're moving, and that's the way that's got to go down, leave them at home. A guy in Jacksonville, Florida, was in the mailroom of his condo complex on Sunday when he noticed a suspicious package.
Uh-oh.
It was an unmarked box that just had an address on it, and the address belonged to a former tenant who's been involved with in a nasty lawsuit for years with the condo association.
Oh.
So there was some concern. What could this person be up to? So he called the cops. They came and evacuated all 42 units in the building.
Okay.
Then they sent in the bomb squad to investigate, and inside the box was a vibrator.
Oh.
A sex toy.
Oh.
That was not labeled with a return address so that, you know, no one is incriminated upon receipt of the box. The Dildos R Us is not necessarily... You don't want to have to answer to that when
right.
you walk in the
plain
house.
Brown paper packaging is always nice. Be discreet when you deliver my vibrator to my house.
Right. The whole process took about 5 hours before everyone could get back in their homes.
All over a sex toy.
A return address could have saved. You know, Dildos R Us on that package would have saved a lot of trouble. But then, how do you sneak that in the house?
Right. Just some stuff I got from Amazon. It's nothing.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
The technical term for a burp is...
Belch.
Nope.
I don't know. I feel like I've heard this. Go ahead.
Lurch.
What is it?
It's not a lurch. Okay, well, no $5 for you guys. An eruption.
Eruption.
Eruption or erection?
An eruption.
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 Oh. How do you spell that?
E-R-U-C-T-I-O-N. Eruption.
Eruption. Oh.
Huh. The opposite.
Nobody does say that, but that's a good one. Burp. Eruption.
To raise gas from the stomach.
Oh.
There you go. Costco's $1.50 hot dog and soda combo is so popular
that
Costco's around the country serve 100 million hot dogs a year. That's four times more hot dogs than all of Major League Baseball stadiums combined.
Really? Yeah, that's a good deal.
You like it?
Yeah. You can see, and you can split one. I mean, how many bites of a hot dog can you have before you're like,
all of it.
No.
Yeah.
It's so sick of eating hot dogs. Love them, though. They're big, too. They're fatties.
I know. That's why
They're
I like
big
them.
Fat. That's why I'm like, you know, let's split it.
Do you guys get all beef hot dogs? Or whatever.
Whatever it is.
I don't know what they're made of. Meat.
The top toys today have more computing power than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon.
Incredible. That's so scary, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Think of the things that, but you know, they'll look back on us in this day and age 50 years from now and be like, oh my God, can you believe they were doing this stuff with, you know, there's more computing power in my, I don't know, my special bionic eye than there was in an entire building.
This next story reminded me of something we haven't gotten an update in a while, because you got sick, you fell ill, and disappeared on us. How's your new gym going?
Well, we ordered apparently the elliptical. John didn't want to pay for the assembly, so that's coming soon, and we got to put that together.
Oh, that's
you guys going to do it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's or Dick and Chumley, is that a job for
No,
them?
No, me and John will do it, but I was like, he goes, oh, yeah, you have to assemble it. I go, and by you mean you paid someone who knows how to assemble ellipticals to do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He goes, what was the cost? We can do it. About
$1,200. Wow. Yeah. And how much is the assembly?
$250.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. The assembly. $250?
$250 to assemble.
I'm sorry. I'll pay that to have someone do it.
That's what I said. I'm like, you know, you buy a piece. That's an expensive piece of equipment.
You put something on the wrong way, and then it's
right.
You're all
thing
done
breaks
with it,
down
and then you can't get your money back. It's John.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Where do you hang the clothes?
the what clothes?
That are going to go
in
on the elliptical.
Nude gym. Where do you hang the clothes? You know, when people
oh, because I got to go in there and
well,
strip down?
I imagine you don't. Do you?
I just assumed that I would take off my clothes in my regular closet and then walk to the
You strut
room.
Down the hall past the boys.
The boys aren't really hanging at that. You know, I feel like I can very fairly privately cross my home to a
nude.
And I won't be nude. I'm going to wear like, I don't know.
Put your little robe
and
on.
And a sure. Yes, a robe. I'll have a hook for the robe on the wall, Vinny.
Oh, okay.
How nice that you're so concerned about my clothing rituals, as you imagine my nude workouts.
Well,
I'm going to wear clothes.
I work out.
Nude.
Not nude.
According to this story, the perfect so-called man cave, as I looked at the list, I went, wow, mine can't even be called a man cave based on this definition. It needs to have multiple TVs. And a full sound system.
Oh, and a pool table and a bar.
It says that too.
Yeah, I know what's in a man cave, baby. A dartboard would be nice.
That's on the list as well.
Some nice movie theater style slouch chairs. You need your game boxes in there.
They do have games on the list as well. A video game setup, a fully stocked bar, a dartboard, a pool table.
All the stuff.
Any like sports memorabilia?
Oh, I don't have any in the room, but I do have some. I guess I could put that out. That would make my room cooler.
Mm-hmm. Some pennants and stuff. You have a shirt, don't you?
Oh, I have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get those Lucite boxes.
I got the 49er helmet.
Yeah.
For that costume that didn't actually fit on my head, but I just carried it around. Fit the missus. Yeah. She's got a pinhead.
Yeah.
But anyway. The number one celebrity guys want to hang out with in their man cave is The Rock.
Oh, it's not Joe Montana?
He can't come in my room.
The Rock
can't?
No.
How about Joe Montana?
Strikes me as oily, all oiled up.
Oh, so he'd sit down on stuff and leave body oil.
And breaking things. I've got just one of those little folding chairs at my desk. That's a.
That's the kind of chair you have at your desk?
Well, yeah. I didn't. What do you want me to spend on this room?
$400. Get an ergonomic chair.
No. Yeah, Vinny. Get an ergonomic chair. Vinny. Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Hurt yourself.
You know the little cloth covered folding chairs from Costco? I got one of those.
Those are great, actually. I think I had that same set of chairs.
This is a man cave. Spend some money.
I see your dog trying to sit down and it's just going.
Oh no. My. What else you got in there? You got anything fancy?
Well, I got a single, what do they call that? A twin bed.
A twin bed?
A twin bed, yeah.
This is Vinny's basically his teenage room.
But I play guitar in there.
Any posters?
I hide from my people in there.
Do you have any art on the walls?
When I have to do, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I do.
No,
it's
I don't.
It's 1 o'clock.
I don't bother hanging stuff on the walls.
No posters, huh?
I don't mind stuff on the walls. I just, who gets around
How about
to
that Tony Hawk skateboard we got?
I have for? That
Where
still.
Is it?
It's in, it's not there.
So it's in the garage?
No. It's at my apartment.
Oh, garage cat, have you been riding the Tony Hawk skateboard?
I sneak into that room all the time. I whiz everywhere.
No, you don't.
No, you're on Prozac now.
You know what's funny?
You're a good kitty.
You're joking, but I actually love that skateboard. I grew up watching that kid like at the Del Mar Skate Ranch. He was the best skateboarder, and I was I'm not much younger than him, but watching him, he was clearly going pro, and I was clearly going nowhere with it. But he just posted a picture of himself at that age at the skate ranch.
Oh, did you look for all the in the background at all the kids to see if you were there?
Well, I wasn't there, but it was him on the payphone, and he actually captioned it. Here's me calling my dad to come pick me up at the Del Mar skate, and that's the way it was.
Yeah. You could probably use that exact phone
yourself.
You'd
be there all day, and then you'd be just wrecked.
I'm ready. I've burned out all my energy. Yep. I'm safe to come home now.
Yeah. Also on the list, people want Drake. He can't come in my man cave
Why
either.
Why not?
Bill Murray is the
he'd be fun.
Gen Xer's favorite. Baby boomers want to kick back with Tom Hanks.
Oh. Those are all fun people
are
to
they?
Hang out with in your man cave.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks? What are you going to do with him?
I want Michael Franti and Matt Nathanson to come
to
my man cave.
Oh, see, you were thinking musicians. I'm thinking someone that's going to make me laugh.
Oh. No, I'm thinking, because in my man cave, there's just instruments everywhere.
Oh, you're thinking I thought you meant for the Doobie Weed.
Oh.
Michael comes with that, doesn't he?
You know, that's everywhere now. You don't need to get a special guy. You don't have to hang out with someone you don't like just because they've always got the
weed.
Well,
you like Michael.
That's why I'm
know,
saying.
But
you know,
also saying I figure he brings a
doobie. I'm not trying to trick
comes.
Him into hanging out with me.
Party's here.
Yeah. No.
What's up?
If anything, I'd be like, hey, Michael, check me out over here.
Oh, with your doobie?
Yeah, with my doobie weed.
Oh. You got some doobie weed?
I don't have any like loose leaf stuff, but that store Harvest, I got some. I told you.
What'd you get?
They're like little, it's almost like the little vape pen that I use, and you just screw a little oil thing on there, and you hit it, and you can't smell it, and it's...
Get the...
Mm-mm. Super mild, and...
It's a nice high.
I don't know. I haven't smoked it.
What are you... Oh.
Oh, what?
Saving it for a special time.
I got
no,
you.
No, I just don't really... It's not my thing.
No, look.
Oh, he's winking at you.
Oh, I saw it.
No, right. There's no winking. Uh-huh. Stop it, please.
Sure.
Why wouldn't I just say so?
Right. Why wouldn't you?
I
can't think of what it's legal. Say whatever I want. Don't worry, weed, I'm coming.
I'm so glad you're all high all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
I love it.
Yep. Right. We should break. Be back in a second. Go ahead.
No, I guess you're right. Yeah, we are
late. Looking at the thing.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.